A fisherman, Joseph Rendiro, in Connecticut, had two things on his mind last week on his boat working out of Stonington. He's been in disagreement with fishing limits on flounder, believing the way the flounder catch is divided among the different coastal states is unfair. Plus, he's been concerned about people going hungry these days. When he came back to port, he had satisfied both items, at least temporarily. Joseph Rendiro points out sometimes it's hard to avoid the flounder he's not supposed to catch.
In our search for other species, we inadvertently catch flounders. Sometimes we catch a lot of flounders.
Give us an idea how that works. You're fishing for what?
We're fishing for squid, whiting, and butterfish.
Normally, when you bring up the flounder, what happens to that fish?
Right now, I got to throw them back.
Are they alive at that point?
No. Most of them will be dead. But even if they were alive, brought up from a depth of 50 or 60 fathoms or more, the fish would never survive it. You know what I'm talking about? It's the same way as a diver goes down to an excessive depth and he comes up fast to the surface. He gets the bends. Well, the fish do the same thing.
Okay, on Friday you come back into the dock there at Stonington, and you have how much flounder?
Well, the first day I threw away about 750 pounds of flounder, and the second day I was so angry over throwing away these fish and so frustrated by what I was doing that I stopped my crew from throwing the fish away, and I got on a cellular phone, and I called this outfit that feeds homeless people, which is called the Warm House in Westerly, Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
It's the closest place that I knew of, you know? And they told me they would be very happy to receive these fish to feed their hungry people.
So you bring some into the dock?
So I brought them into the dock, and we cleaned the fish. And we supplied this Warm House with approximately 50 pounds of fish that on the hoof, if they were sold that day, I could have collected about $5.50 per pound. See? Now, that fish was worth, after it was filleted, I would say about $1,000. You got me?
Right.
There was enough fish there to feed 150 people.
After you filleted the fish and that was over, did anybody then threaten to arrest you or call you up and fuss with you about what
well,
you've done? What's
that
happened?
That evening, and there were, these people were elated over getting the fish. You know, that evening, I got a call from the head of our Marine Enforcement Division here, and he wanted to question me about it. And I answered all his questions, you know, as truthfully as I could, I guess. And he said he was going to investigate it. You know, now what that investigation is going to come up with, I don't know. I'm sure, you know, it doesn't take a brain to figure out that I'm breaking a regulation in the state of Connecticut, but I'm sure they won't arrest me for it because I don't think there's a judge in the whole world that will find me guilty of feeding hungry people versus throwing away perfectly good fish.
Joseph Rendiro, a commercial fisherman in Stonington, Connecticut.